It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
That's when I went to Jordan and Lane and some actual musicians.
We'll start with White Christmas.
I said, I am dreaming of White Christmas.
We got some great weather. Y'all got to love it right here, baby.
Hit the fun part.
Put a bow on it. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Sleigh bells in the snow.
Touchdown.
May old days be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white.
Merry Christmas
and a happy new year.
Except you, Dallas.
the Philadelphia Eagles and that excellent rendition of White Christmas gets me every time. That is just such great production. Jordan Mailata and his voice on that song alone. Man, that guy's got pipes. I know that Jason Kelce said that he can't sing. Well, clearly he brought
That's
in some
lie.
Reinforcements that can, and they all did a great job on that rendition. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and right now on ESPN. You, Courtney Cronin, Freddie Coleman, sitting in for the guys on this Christmas Eve. Happy Festivus to all of you who celebrate. We're taking your calls on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Get it all out now. Only a couple more hours to do so. What is your biggest sports grievance of 2022? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Real quick, Courtney, what is yours? What is your biggest sports grievance?
Sports grievance of the year?
Mm-hmm.
Probably the lunatic lateral. From I know it's like a prisoner of the moment thing. It only happened 5 days ago when the lateral play that was botched by it shouldn't even have even happened by the New England Patriots led the Las Vegas Raiders to win that game. But I'm not over it. I'm going to carry this sort of negative energy with me into 2023 as much as I don't want to.
Uh-huh.
But the fact that that's going to go down as one of the worst plays in NFL history, and it just happened, I don't see how that can't be my sports grievance of 2022.
Well, put it this way. Alan, you had something, of course. Alan Yates, you had a question about that, about sports grievance. What you got?
Is that play worse than the Colts when they tried to run the fake punt against the Patriots?
Yeah, that's worse.
I mean,
No, really?
I think the lunatic lateral
was worse than that. Yeah.
Because they lost the game?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because of how they lost the game, and that it didn't need to happen.
No.
The fact is, they could have the clock out. They could have attempted a Hail Mary. They could have literally just gone down or gone out of bounds. There were so many
things that could have gone right that went the other way. I'm with Courtney on this one.
But I feel like the Colts fake punt, like, it was doomed from inception. Like, you could visibly watch them before they snapped the ball. Like, there's no way that this is going to be successful. At least they gained some yards for the Patriots before they
And then they
it.
Gave it all back.
Yeah.
But I just feel like the look of the play, the optics of the Colts play was like, come on, bro.
Well, put it this way. I hear you what you're saying on that, but then the optics of the Patriots play, the more and more it went on, then the ball kept going further and further back. And then he lost the game. And then you had your quarterback see his life flash before his eyes when Chandler Jones
Tell
ran
that man
over him.
Make a tackle.
He's a quarterback.
Oh,
he's not tackling.
You're an athlete.
Coming from a salty Patriots.
You're athlete.
You're an athlete, but there's certain things that you can do.
Who does not ever practice tackling?
Put it this way. If Chandler Jones had to throw a football and couldn't throw, you're going to say, hey, throw the football?
I tackled Chandler Jones and Madden.
That was the most disrespectful stiff arm in the history of stiff arm.
He laid down. It was a soft arm.
What Derrick Henry did to Tre'Davious White, that's the most disrespectful stiff arm.
This is worse.
No, it wasn't. You know why it's not worse? Because Tre'Davious White's going to tackle people. Mac Jones is not a guy that tackles people.
He tried to make the tackle when his numbers was on the grass.
You know
man.
Why? Because he says, this is not my job. a job occupation quarterback does not say make a tackle. That's,
and I mean, he was trying to say, man, I really messed up. I should have made the tackle. Like, he was trying to take accountability, which you do. Like,
yeah.
Unlike right. like what we've seen from certain quarterbacks.
Named Zach Wilson.
Named Zach Wilson
in New York.
Saying, I'm
so
not taking any sort of accountability for the offensive struggles against the Patriots. At least Mac Jones did.
No, Mac Jones didn't get self-inflicted. It was inflicted upon him.
Mark
Sanchez ran to somebody's behind.
I just wish 80% of his body was upright when he got stiff arm. But
this is the only highlight anyone's ever going to play or remember from Mac Jones' entire career.
Yeah.
This is
okay,
his butt bump.
Right. That's a stretch. There have been other moments. He may have regressed this season.
Like, I don't know about that, Courtney. I think when
there's a name for it.
Unless Mac Jones wins like 4 or 5 Super Bowls, this is going to be it for him in terms of going viral that way. I'm with the boys on this one.
Well, this is a perfect opportunity. Why don't we redraft the 2021 quarterback class? Let's cue up some NFL music to do this because it's timely because of this play, which is my sports grievance of the 2022 season. And because of what happened last night with Zach Wilson and the fact that his Jets career, maybe his NFL starting quarterback career is effectively over. Both of them were taken in the first round of the 2021 NFL draft. The order was Trevor Lawrence to the Jacksonville Jaguars, Trey Lance to the Zach Wilson to the New York Jets, Trey Lance to the San Francisco 49ers, Justin Fields to the Chicago Bears, and then Mac Jones with the 15th overall pick to the New England Patriots. If we're redrafting that today, Freddie, what's your five in the order?
Well, Lawrence is definitely number one because it's amazing what happens when, and I give Trevor Lawrence a lot of credit because last year, with the stench of that organization led by Urban Meyer, he did not back down. He was the first person speaking to the media. He was letting everybody know that we're going to find a way to get through this. They should be really, really glad. Not only did you get that quarterback on the field, but that kind of dude off the field that took the responsibility of something that was not his fault. So he's definitely number one. Justin Fields is definitely number two. And I said it last year when the Jets did not draft him. They took Zach Wilson. I said, man, I hope they don't rue the day that they did not take a guy that was ready-made for their football team. And here it is, not even 18 months later.
It's now in their face again, after last night.
God, ultimate face plant by the New York Jets not taking that guy. So Justin Fields is definitely number two. To me, Mac Jones is definitely number three. He's regressed this year that a lot of that is not on him. It's on Bill Belichick and Matt Patricia failing him as a coach and quarterback play caller, offensive play caller, respectively. Here's a guy that knows that I can push the ball down the field, but you're not letting me do it. And we've seen the Patriots team continue to struggle and be very sporadic when it comes to their play calling and being up and down. I got him at number three. I got Zach Wilson number four because Trey Lance is incomplete. We haven't seen enough of him to put him in any kind of rankings. So he gets, like you mentioned earlier, what I said, a big eye for incomplete at number five. So he's not even in that. But Zach Wilson, if anything, Zach Wilson, as bad as he's played, he could be number four and five if we're redrafting and redoing that when it comes to NFL quarterbacks from last year.
Yeah, it's hard to dispute your list because I think that you lay it out perfectly. You know, with starting with Trevor Lawrence, he has no reason to not be taken number one overall. And I know that, you know, a lot of NFL people, a lot of talent evaluators love the fact that he wins from the pocket, and that's already a very established part of his game. And we're seeing that get brought out even more with Doug Peterson in Jacksonville. And you said this. I mean, coaching is everything, especially in the second year for an NFL quarterback. That's supposed to be the year you see a considerable jump, because by year three, if you haven't seen that jump, you're looking at your watch saying, ooh, time's ticking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when is it going to happen? And the fact that we're seeing it happen in Jacksonville so early in his second season with Doug Peterson coming in, and now this team is trying to get its way into the playoffs, like, he deserves a lot of credit for that. And, you know, Justin Fields, I think that this thing and this whole situation with the New York Jets, they continue to get their nose rubbed in it because they really messed up by overlooking some of the really promising qualities of Justin Fields and everything that he brings to the table and brought to the table in college. Like, it wasn't just, hey, we need to see how he gets, you know, how he fares when he gets to the NFL. We had already seen some of his winning qualities. And remember, yes, he does have 1,000 rushing yards on the season. He wasn't a running quarterback in college.
Nope,
he was winning from the pocket at Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that he's elevating his game that way, yes, a lot of it's out of necessity this year. you can add tools on the fly, and it just shows you that his toolbox is deep, and you can dig deep in that thing and find new ways to improve his game and for him to take the next step. So you've seen the foundation there. The only thing I would change with your list, Freddie, I still like Trey Lance at number 3. I would flip him. I would just basically push everybody down a little bit and go Trey Lance 3. I know there's an incomplete grade on him, but the athleticism there, they didn't draft him because they thought that that athleticism was going to die off by any stretch. And I know he's been injured. We saw him in like a game and a half. It wasn't great here in Chicago because it was a deluge.
Well, it was
a
rain.
It didn't look good on
anybody. Yeah, you can't gauge anybody on that.
No. So like, I still think I'd be redrafting off of potential there. And yeah, of course, in year 3, clock's ticking. You got to see something pan out there. But he's going to have an opportunity to do that because the 49ers, in the way that Garoppolo structured his contract when he came back and was the starter for many weeks before he got hurt, he'll be moving on somewhere next year, maybe to the New York Jets, your idea, which I think we should keep talking about ad nauseum to make sure we speak it into the ether and make it happen. But no, I like that order where it goes Lawrence, Fields, Lance, Jones, and then Zach Wilson.
And the one thing, even with the incomplete grade that I gave Trey Lance, Courtney, at least I don't have to have these words about him. Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
I know.
Because that's the case with Zach Wilson. And the Jets were warned about this with people when they drafted him. They said, uh-oh. Oh, boy. And I said before this season, if we're having the same kind of questions about Zach Wilson that we had after his rookie season or during his rookie season, that's a problem for the Jets. If anything, it's worse now because nobody believes in him. And I wonder how much belief is in the organization, but it's going to be really, really hard to just move on from him and not make it a clean break. To me, Courtney, it can't just be half in, half out. If you're going to believe in him, then do a better job of finding giving him better tools to do so. If you don't, you got to just get rid of him and move on. And the Jets, they know that's not an easy solution to what's going to be a problem going into the offseason regarding Zach Wilson and if he's going to be there and what is he going to look like staying there with the Jets in year 3?
We know many of you are out driving around in your cars right now doing some last-minute Christmas shopping. So it brought up the idea of people like Freddie who did most of their shopping online or some of you who still shop on TV. The best as seen on TV gifts that you can give out this Christmas. That's coming your way here in 30 minutes. You won't want to miss that. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio and ESPNU. Freddie Coleman, Courtney Cronin sitting in for the guys on this Festivus Friday.
Yes,
we go from the quarterback redraft in 2021 to our holiday draft, which mine has been ripped in half by the staff in the studio, in the control room
I think that's being conservative. They like ripped it to shreds. They shredded you. They're like in a shredding machine. Savage.
And they get coal from me. That's all they're going to get from me this Christmas in their stockings, which I believe was your pick. We'll go through the draft order right now. I went first, so I've got my rounds 1 and 2 are holiday time off and snow. The staff went with Santa and Christmas lights. Freddie went with Christmas trees and eggnog. And then in rounds 3 and 4, I drafted Christmas cookies and Christmas movie debates, i.e. whether Die Hard is a Christmas movie or not. Those always are fun conversations. Pat Yates and James picked Christmas music, Christmas movies. And then Freddie had exchanging gifts and stockings. So now we're on rounds 5 and 6 right here on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. I will go ahead and kick things off here with the 13th overall pick. You know, I feel like this is not this might be a little controversial for some people, but the meal
itself.
Okay,
here we go.
The Christmas meal.
No.
I like ham. I know a lot of people think ham is awful and do not want that at their Christmas dinner. When I go see my grandmother here in a couple of hours and I pick up our carry out for dinner, which I know is also kind of, what did you call it, Yates? Like, you had a word for it the other day.
Was it?
Like, just like how sacrilegious it is to pick up carry out for Christmas. What did you call it?
I forget what it was. I got to think about it. I'm distraught at the ham selection.
Okay, well, I'm picking ham with mine. I really like Christmas dinner, Christmas ham, Christmas rolls, mashed potatoes, the whole thing, but there has to be a ham on the table. It's not Christmas without honey-baked ham. It's not. Yeah,
so
like,
so
it's not
the
my
second
Christmas.
Best dinner in a month you took. Got it.
What's the first best dinner?
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, okay, this is not the Thanksgiving draft. This is the draft.
Get them, Courtney.
In the holiday, you never specified if it was the entire holiday
That's
season.
Right.
This is December.
Didn't. That's right. You guys didn't do that. So there.
I'll take all the ham. You guys can just go ahead and have whatever you're going to have.
All right, well.
There we go. Turkey for us.
Okay, So we're not taking ham.
Did you want to take ham?
No.
All right, then.
He just using any opportunity he has to dunk on my draft.
He really is, man.
That's fine.
Really
like
is. Treating you like the Zion Williamson treats the rim. Like, seriously.
See? It's ham. All right. with our fifth pick in the draft.
Uh-huh. 14th overall.
It's math.
Yes, it is.
We're going with a system pick.
Okay.
We're going to take elves.
Took Santa at 2, taking elves at 14.
Elves?
Why wouldn't you take reindeer?
Elves are cooler.
Than reindeer?
Says who?
Yeah. You get more of them.
Don't people say that are elves?
Who are your talent evaluators?
Relax, exactly. Relax, ham.
All right, ham. Yeah.
Hamburger.
I'd rather have ham. Hamburger. I'd rather have that
elves
than
elves. Elves are creepy, man, with their ears and stuff.
Little helpers, though.
How dare you?
Yeah, but still. Living with Santa and Mrs. Claus for 364 days out of the year, that just has creepiness written all over it. I couldn't resist. I had to get in there. My 15th pick, Kwanzaa. Celebration, bringing people together. People try to say, oh, that's not a real holiday. It's not about that. It's about togetherness, somebody bringing traditions that can be a part of the holiday season, being part of Christmas season. And I've completely gotten on board with Hanukkah. It extends Christmas as far as I'm concerned. So with this 15th pick, I'll take Kwanzaa as far as that goes.
Solid pick.
Thank you very much. All right. And so I got the next pick. It was almost a tie, but then I decided, you know what, since you guys kind of brought it to the table, wearing ugly sweaters on Christmas. I don't do it. I refuse to do it. I'm that person that when people do the wave at the ballpark, I'm not doing that. I'm the one sitting down. I'm not the one wearing Christmas sweaters, but they do bring that Christmas spirit. I'm not doing it. I'll be Ebenezer Coleman. I'm good with that. But Christmas sweaters, ugly Christmas sweaters, any kind of Christmas sweaters, I'm in on that one. It's part of tradition. Yes, I am Mr. Coleman.
And our final pick in the KJM holiday stuff draft, thrilled.
Of course you are, Mike Mayock.
Absolutely thrilled to pick the NBA on ESPN right
now.
Company shilling for the company. Right,
shilling for the company.
We got some good games, though.
Yeah, we do. I'm not hating on that. Not hating at all.
Doubleheader on Sunday, Celtics hosting the Bucks, Grizzlies, Warriors.
No, legally I can, but legally I shouldn't.
I like that.
I do. That's a really good pick. That's a good pick.
The thing is, like, the NFL is trying to overtake Christmas Day as like its own thing, and there are those three matchups, and like, you know, most of them are technically a primetime window for the NFL, but I still consider Christmas Day to be the official start of the NBA season because you've got so many more eyeballs on the product. You know, the people who love the NBA are watching it for the first 10 weeks of the season up until this point.
Yeah.
But it is cool that you get like the center stage. And I know we've got the doubleheader here, right here on ESPN Radio, Celtics, Bucks, Grizzlies, Warriors, coverage beginning 4:30 p.m. Eastern time on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. That's on Sunday. Yeah. Like, there's so many good games. Yeah. Like, to watch Ja Morant in the mm-hmm. Memphis Grizzlies, I know they're going against a Warriors team that's a little downtrodden right now. But to get to do that on Christmas Day and have that national stage, it's great for the product.
I can't even imagine what the ratings are going to look like for the NBA and the NFL with a lot of the bad weather that's going to keep a lot of people indoors. Now, people are going to be indoors anyway, hanging out with family, but there's going to be a lot of inclement weather where a lot of people are going to be in their houses, other people's houses. Ratings going to be through the roof, not just for the NBA, but also the NFL. It's going to be a fantastic weekend.
Yeah, there's plenty of NBA and NFL action coming your way on ESPN Radio. You can hear that throughout the day on Saturday.
And just want to emphasize what a great pick that was.
It's a great pick. A great pick for company people.
Finally.
Excellent.
It took 17 picks for you guys to finally come around. Finally. Like Mike Green. Like you said, bang, like Mike Green would say. Exactly.
Bang.
Finally. You guys got to get around.
Speaking of finally, with the 18th pick in the Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max holiday draft. Can't get the chimes again. Don't know why it's taken people so long. This should have been my number one overall pick, but wine. Who doesn't love wine during Christmas?
Okay.
Alcohol, booze, anything like that, to be able to get through the holidays. Sometimes you're dealing with some pretty annoying family members during Christmas dinner, and you just need to grin and get through it, and you might be sipping a nice glass of wine, sitting in front of the fire later that night, enjoying
just to take
NBA
the edge off.
On ESPN or watching some NFL action. Like, nothing like unwinding with a nice glass of wine. You can do it 364 other days during the year, but a little Christmas wine action?
That's a fine pick.
I can get with that. Thanks, guys. Thanks for finally actually giving me some props.
What type of wine?
You could have gotten that pick in free agency, though. You didn't need to.
What type of wine, though? Yeah.
I think like today, it depends on the time of day, because I know we're doing a Christmas lunch because my grandmother is 101 years old. Shout out to her.
So raise a glass to grandma.
Raise my coffee to her right now because I'm not drinking at the moment, which is why I'm on radio. But no, it's it'll be starting in the afternoon. So I'll probably have white wine with lunch because red wine will put me to sleep.
True.
You know, when we eat around like 2 central time. But evening, like a nice Pinot Noir sitting in front of the fireplace, which is like the only time, because I'll go up to my mom's, it's the only time we ever turn that thing on.
Okay.
You know, just relaxing some nice wine and after I eat my ham. You know, wine and red wine and ham goes together. I don't know
You'll probably need a whole bottle after how poorly this draft went for you in general. So
okay, so you guys liked my pick. Now you just dunked all over my draft.
I said it's fine. Underwhelming, but it's fine.
Courtney, the Scrooge McThree would not be the Scrooge McThree if they didn't find a way to find the bad in your good pick. You know how that goes.
Fine.
Pat, James,
about Pat.
I appreciate
not about you.
You.
It's about Pat.
I had fun for about 10 minutes of this NFL, 40. Of this draft. It's not, it just sucks. Yeah. Like, you guys dunked on my.
No, they just dunked wine all over your pick. Yeah, like Alan Hunt, yeah.
Whatever.
Man, see, Courtney's going to remember this because I'm telling you now.
I'm not going to let this down.
As someone who's married and the father of a daughter, I'm telling you, women do not forget. And believe me, guys, you may think you got the upper hand now.
Red wine. Next time I eat Monday when I'm hosting Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, this will be brought up multiple times.
If anyone's watching ESPN News or ESPNU right now and can see the staff picks
goodness.
It's domination from top to bottom.
Domination.
It's just not even close. You'll be able to vote on Twitter at KJ and Max who had the best draft very shortly.
Hopefully you guys will be like a distant third like Zach Wilson in last year's draft.
Back-to-back draft champs. That's what I'm predicting.
Well, the Thanksgiving one, yes. This one, not so much. I'm not buying that one.
Okay. Well,
we're building.
We are, and I built a really good draft class here. Freddie did as well. The guys in the studio, sure, that's fine.
Forget
and the NBA
them.
On Christmas Forget Day them. Is a big one.
The three non-wise men.
An exciting product that we have right here on ESPN Radio. And speaking of the NBA, we're going to learn next about who we're going to learn the most about this weekend.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
15 minutes away from me telling you why sports reporters make for the best weather people. That's coming up here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio and ESPNU. Courtney Cronin and Freddie Coleman sitting in for the guys on this Friday morning, as always, presented by Progressive Insurance. You saw it there on the screen. Jam-packed Sunday of NBA action on Christmas Day. It's one of the best days of the year, and you can hear all of that coverage right here on ESPN Radio. Perfect time to tap in with PJ Carlissimo, NBA on ESPN Radio analyst, joining us here on KJM. He's on the call for Grizzlies Warriors Christmas Day, 8 p.m. Eastern time on ESPN Radio, the app, ABC, and ESPN. And I wanted to start, PJ, with the sit-down that Malika Andrews had with Ja Morant the other day. And they were sizing up the Grizzlies competition in the Eastern Conference, in which Morant said that the team they're going to have to run through is the Boston Celtics. And in the West, he said, no one. He didn't think, he said, I'm fine in the West. What do you make of that in terms of the Grizzlies in the mind of Ja Morant not having any competition in the West?
Well, good morning, Courtney and Freddie. I don't make a lot of it. I thought it was a great interview. And I thought Ja was speaking his piece, but he's a confident young player. They're an excellent team, and they are good enough to back that up. But I would disagree with him in terms of it's a minefield. There's more to go through than there is almost in any year. The conference is so deep, it's not even funny. I mean, you look at I was just looking at the standings that I've been following, obviously zeroing in, because Mark Kestisher and I have got the Memphis Golden State game, which you talked about. And who's going to play? I'd like it a lot more if Desmond Bane and Steph and who knows, because the way the Warriors finished up that East Coast trip, a lot of their guys were sitting out. I would think they would have most of them back, I hope, for Christmas. But I know the rest of the way, it's not going to be a walkover by any standards. And you look at the last 10 games, you know, they always have at the end of the standings the last 10 games records. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the Western Conference, the last 10 games. Memphis is 7-3. They're the only one that's won seven games, so I give them credit. And they've been playing well right now. And Golden State is the only one that's won three. The other 13 teams in the Western Conference won either four, five, or six games. I mean, nothing to choose between them. And that's the way it's going to be the rest of the way. So, I would disagree. I think it's going to be very, very difficult. Whoever comes out of the West is going to be an excellent team. It could very well be Memphis. And, you know, Ja's team played really well last year. We had that series when they lost in six to Golden State. Ja didn't play the last three games after his injury. I don't have anybody as the team to beat. Right now, there's no question who the two best teams are. It's been them in New Orleans. That could change tonight, depending on what Memphis does in Phoenix. So it's going to be that way, I think, the rest of the year. I don't see anybody running away.
You look at the Memphis Grizzlies team, and a lot of people still may not know how terrific Ja Morant is and how terrific this team has been. This is a chance for him to play on that kind of stage, PJ, that he's never had a chance to play on before, meaning Christmas Day, even though it's against the Golden State Warriors without Steph Curry. What do you think could possibly happen that if they win a game, let's say they win going away, what this could do for Memphis and Ja Morant and their profile to those who don't know about him and them?
Freddie, I think it's significant. I've been lucky. I was with some good teams, particularly when I was an assistant in San Antonio, but we were on a couple other times too. With various different teams in Brooklyn and in Portland. And no one is going to tell you it's just another day. It's not just another day. It's a huge day. And the players that aren't lucky enough to play there are going to be watching. The 10 teams love it. I'm sure we would love to have. We being ABC and ESPN, you'd love to be able to wait till a couple weeks before and a team like New Orleans or Cleveland or the Nets, the way those three are playing right now. You don't get to pick, but the guys that are home want to be there. It's an enormous thing to be selected and to be playing. Everybody is watching. It's a huge confidence boost. If they can come in and play well, particularly in San Francisco, people can say all they want about the Warriors. There's been a lot of problems, a number of them injury related, but at home it has not been. it hasn't been a problem. They got the second best home record. And Memphis has the second best, 13-2. Golden State's 12-2. So there's nothing to choose from there. Cleveland 16-2. So at home, the Warriors have been real good. When we had a couple Saturdays ago, we had the Celtic Warriors rematch from last year's final, and this, without question, the Celtics were the best team in the NBA at that point. They were playing better than anybody. They weren't just winning. They were blowing out teams, good teams. It didn't matter whether they were home or away. And they came in to San Francisco, and the Warriors handled them. Now, yes, Steph Curry there, is that a totally different team? Without question. But the Warriors at home, to this point, are still a very, very dangerous team. And I don't expect it to be a walkover. I expect it to be a good game. But potentially, it could be a game. A win, particularly a convincing win on Christmas, would be tremendous asset confidence-wise for the Grizzlies.
We're talking with PJ Carlissimo, NBA on ESPN Radio analyst. He's on the call for Grizzlies Warriors on Christmas Day, which you can hear right here on ESPN Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. The game that we have on our airwaves before that is Bucks Celtics, and you mentioned the Celtics and kind of their recent slump, PJ. And I want to know, how do they fix things? Like, is there any sort of key to get them back on track after losing their last 5 of 6?
Now, I think Joe Mazzulla's done an excellent job with that team. And you know, it always starts with JT, with Jason Tatum and with Jaylen Brown. But that team has played really well. They're balanced. They're really good on the defensive. And that's the biggest difference for the Celtics. We said it every game that we had the Warriors last year. Christine, we would say people don't understand how good a defensive team this is. Last year, the Celtics were third in points allowed in the entire NBA. They were second in field goal percentage defense. They were third in three-point defense. They were clearly the best defensive team in the league. They gave up 105 points a game. No one gave them credit for their defense because of Steph and, you know, all the things they do offensively. They're giving up 117.9 right now. They're night and day different defensively. Celtics are really solid on the defensive end. I do think they'll get it together. I also think that Milwaukee, the longer Chris Middleton plays, the more games he has together, the better they're going to be. I think the teams in the West, particularly, you know, a lot of people knew Cleveland was really good last year. I didn't know that. Most people thought they would be as good as they've been right now. No one knew what to expect from the Nets. They always knew, wow, if these guys ever are playing, play a bunch of games together and become a cohesive unit, how dangerous they've been. Well, they are right now. I mean, they're 9-1 their last 10 games. You know how dangerous the Sixers can be. Tibbs is doing an excellent job again in New York. I love the East. I still think the West is deeper, but I love the teams at the top. It's easy for me to sit here and say I'm not concerned. The Celtics will get it together. They were too good for too long. They're too good on both ends of the floor to struggle. It's a long, long year. Very seldom do you have a year like, you know, we think back when the Warriors were dominating everything. A, they were healthy most of the year. That was unusual. I just don't think we're going to see that. As well as Milwaukee's playing right now, as well as Memphis and New Orleans and Phoenix are playing right now in the West, it's going to be up and down. There's going to be injuries. There's going to be teams that look like the best team for an entire month, and the next month it's not that way. So that's great for us. I think we're going to have unbelievable regular season, but the playoffs are going to shape up. Even from the first round on, the matchups are going to be really, really entertaining on both conferences. And so many times the thing that sometimes the viewers don't understand, you look at the overall record, but you don't look at the three or four games the teams have played. There are just some teams that don't match up well against other teams, and sometimes they end up playing early, and you know the records don't tell the whole story. It's just a tough matchup for a particular team, because that's what the playoffs are all about, the adjustments, and travel's not as big a deal. Teams are fresher. It favors the older teams, the veteran teams. It's not like the regular season. It's a completely different animal, which is going to be great for us, and we get a little snapshot of those matchups being different and difficult on Christmas Day.
NBA season officially kicking off on Sunday. NBA action coming your way on Christmas Day on ESPN Radio and on ESPN and ABC. And you will hear PJ Carlissimo, NBA and ESPN Radio analyst, on the call for Grizzlies Warriors coverage beginning 8 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday. Always appreciate it, Coach. Thanks so much for the time.
All right, Courtney, great being with you. Freddie, good being with you. This is a different hour for us to be together.
Yes, it is. We're using the nighttime owls. You know, we're in the daytime love right now.
Awesome stuff. All right, coming up next, an Iowa sportscaster bringing new meaning to the term cold world, no blankets. I'm going to tell you just why that is coming up next. But first, Freddie has this from Omega.
And small business owners, lend us your ears. You may have overpaid in your payroll taxes during COVID. If you continue to pay employee wages during the pandemic, Omega Accounting Solutions may be able to help you recover a refund of up to $26,000 per employee. Schedule a free 10-minute call with Omega to find out whether you qualify or not. It's that simple. Call 800-704-2000 with any ERC questions. That's 800-704-2000. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com before the filing window closes or funds run out.
Georgia Bulldogs.
Keep chopping and do what we do.
TCU Horned Frogs. Michigan Wolverines.
Job's not finished. Go Blue.
Ohio State Buckeyes.
This is why you came to Ohio State.
Welcome to the College Football Playoff.
The College Football Playoff. Coverage begins New Year's Eve at 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN. From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN 2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN 2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
There's nothing quite like seeing reporters out in the elements, braving the elements to bring you, sitting in your cozy car or your cozy home, the weather and telling you what the conditions are like so you don't have to go outside. Now, typically you see people with actual meteorology credentials doing that, but at this one station in Iowa, by the way, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPNU, Freddie Coleman, Courtney Cronin, sitting in for the guys. This one station in Iowa, KWWL-TV, employed Mark Woodley, who is a sports reporter there, because clearly they were a little short-staffed, and in Iowa, he's based out of Waterloo. They're dealing with weather, just like most of us throughout the continental United States. Apparently, the wind chills out right now in Chicago, where I'm at, Freddie, are minus 34, so I won't be
leaving
here anytime soon. But this man was out yesterday, and I guess throughout the last couple days, playing meteorologist on TV out of necessity, and he put together this 90-second clip of greatness that you just have to hear.
Mark, how are you feeling out there?
The same way I felt about 8 minutes ago when you asked me that same question, right? I normally do sports. Everything is canceled here for the next couple of days, so what better time to ask the sports guy to come in about 5 hours normally earlier than he would normally wake up, go stand out in the wind and the snow and the cold, and tell other people not to do the same. I didn't even realize that there was a 3:30 also in the morning until today. It's absolutely fantastic, Ryan. You know, I'm used to these evening shows that are only 30 minutes long, and generally on those shows, I'm inside. So this is a really long show. Tune in for the next couple hours to watch me progressively get crankier and crankier. How do I get that Storm Chaser 7 duty? I feel like Clint got the better end of that deal. You know, that thing's heated. The outdoors currently is not heated. Well, I'll tell you what, Ryan, I've got good news and I've got bad news. The good news is that I can still feel my face right now. The bad news is I kind of wish I couldn't. Can I go back to my regular job? I'm pretty sure, Ryan, that you guys added an extra hour to this show just because somebody likes torturing me, because compared to 2.5 hours ago, it is just getting colder and colder. Live in Waterloo for the last time this morning. Thankfully, I'm Mark Woodley, News 7 KWWL.
Salty.
That is what you get when you ask the sports guy to come in and cover the weather.
Salty.
That's Mark Woodley. He's the sports director of KWWL-TV in Waterloo, Iowa. And I've got to say, I can commiserate with him on that, because when I covered the Minnesota Vikings, mm-hmm. my first season is when they were at their old facility in Winter Park.
Yeah.
So Eden Prairie, Minnesota. There was no place for us to shoot things indoors. And mm-hmm. that's when the team was very good. They went to the NFC Championship game that year. So I was on TV a lot because we had a lot more SportsCenter shows, and we were constantly talking about the Vikings. Now, it's cold in Minnesota at this time of year, and they just love putting you outside mm-hmm. because people like to see reporters in the elements. I don't know what it is, but they love to talk about it too. Like, there's always the quip from people in studio. I remember when SC6 with Jemele Hill and Michael Smith was on TV, and Jemele just got the biggest kick out of making fun of me for standing in the snow and how cold it was. And one time it was so cold my nose was running on live TV, and I shouldn't be like, oh my god,
oh,
just
no.
trying to do that on TV because it was so cold. And I was like, please just get through this hit, please put B-roll over me. I can't afford to be like having my nose running on live TV because it's so cold. But the real field temps, like, these people are the real heroes of this mm-hmm. week, bringing you the hard-hitting weather news that you never knew you needed, because people love from their warm studios to be like, boy, isn't it cold out there.
Yeah, Alan Yates said it best. He said, that whole time we heard that from Mark Woodley, he didn't mention 1 degree. He didn't say if it was like 3 with a temperature of -8 wind chill fast. He's like, look, I don't want to be out here, but I have to be because I love my job. I don't want to keep my job. He wasn't giving any breakdowns. He wasn't doing any barometric pressures, nothing like that. He just said, look, I'm here. I got to deal with this. I'm going to be salty about it. And there was nothing. He had his own Festivus.
Literally.
He literally had his own Festivus in 91 seconds there that we heard.
That was incredible. Like, great work by Mark Woodley, the sports director at KWWL in Waterloo, Iowa. We all feel your pain, and that's why most mm-hmm. of us are not going to go outside today if we can help it. Like I said, in Chicago, Freddie, it is -34 degrees with the wind chill currently, and I still have some Christmas shopping to do.
Uh-huh.
I was not like you. I didn't prepare very well for this, and it made me think about those as-seen-on-TV gifts mm-hmm. that people, you know, they still advertise. It's not just Amazon that sells things that you can get quickly. Apparently these things too. And I've been going through a list of them for some last minute gifts, and I was thinking about Flex Seal. That's a great one.
There
the Of Glove, which you can use for a number of different things. I might actually need a glove like that to keep me from the cold tomorrow.
Just don't buy anybody a Chia Pet off as seen on TV.
So those are coming back. Like, I've seen more ads for the Star Wars Chia Pet
mm-hmm.
in the last couple of days, and I'm wondering, like, is that a gift I should get somebody
mm-hmm.
this year?
Mm-hmm. Unless they are really, really Chia Pet savvy.
Like, no. How do you do a chia pet? Like, I remember I had one, but I never actually put it together.
I've never had one. I looked at that and said, that's like a pet rock. No, thank you. No,
pretty
thank
sure you add
milk.
Like water to it. You just like let it grow. Like,
either way, like, at that point, then like what's the value? What's the end game value there?
I'm a sham wow bull, so
I could tell. I could see.
Yeah,
that.
Pat, what's your on TV, John? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Give me the scrub daddy.
Scrub daddy.
Scrub daddy. That's a good one.
Yep. James, how about you?
James, you got one?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I told you to prepare for this.
Yeah. Well, I didn't. Yeah, so.
Mine was the copper fit socks. That would be the one that's seen on TV.
Those are good. Those
copper
are good.
Fit socks, yes.
Yeah,
James is throwing a tantrum right now because we're losing in the poll currently.
Oh, yeah. The current standings on good. The KJM holiday draft poll good. At KJ and Max on Twitter. I am in the lead at 56%. Thank you to everyone.
I have a theory.
The staff is at 34%. Freddie's at 10%.
I'm good being 10%. As long as the staff is second behind you after all the nonsense they gave you.
Right
yeah, I'm Team Courtney right now.
Staff
not Scrooge McDree.
The best draft.
They clearly did not have
insanity.
The best draft. Scrooge McDree.
-34 in Chicago?
With the wind chill, yeah.
That's why this votes are already 10 seconds.
That has nothing to do with it.
Stop hating.
They're all
right, we'll be back Monday. Plenty of Week 16 NFL action to recap you with NBA and Christmas Day.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.